Good morning, it's John Alsop and it's your 5 a day internet marketing. I'm going to be a bit quiet today because it is morning, quite early morning, so I don't want to disturb anybody, but let's go through the five. First thing is a video that went a bit viral and it was, on the face of it, a guy possibly in New York, dance walking. So the story is that he saw somebody, on the face of it, a nutcase, dancing along the sidewalk, and he danced with him for a bit, and then decided that that was a great fitness activity, and tried to get crowds of people to dance with him. And, you know, the guy is a broadcaster and an entertainer, so it was just a good fun thing to do, and I got the feeling certainly that he wasn't totally being genuine, that it was just in a similar vein to I can't remember the name of it, you know, the whole series where videos where people do terrible things with their bodies, and pranks and whatnot. I can't even remember what it's called, but anyway, there's always a sense of tongue-in-cheek that they're not fully engaged and they're not really being true, and this guy, I kind of felt that this was actually a great idea, that actually, you know, let's really do this, and that he was actually just playing. But I love the idea of the dance walk. You know, you could have, it's almost like the human train, you know, where kids hold hands and walk to school together, that kind of thing. I just say, you know, anyway, so part of the reason for highlighting it here is that creativity is a differentiator. That's just one idea that he had on the spur of the moment, inspired by what he saw, and there is an infinite number of ideas out there that you can harvest. I'm putting up a link later on in a later tweet. Personally, if I feel stuck for an idea, I turn to De Bono. And lateral thinking, and all his books are kind of much of a muchness, really. There are, if you find a book on lateral thinking by De Bono, I would recommend it. And then, so if you feel like you're not creative and you don't know where to start to come up with a creative idea, that gives you a system for doing it. Okay, Zappos. I assume that's how you pronounce it. Apparently an awesome company in the States, that is an exemplar of good service, great customer service, fabulous. I thought, that's brilliant, I'll have some of that. So I went to the website, and I have a problem with shoes. I've got size 14 feet and wide, the plates of meat essentially, and I think I found some shoes on Zappos. I thought, brilliant, I'll order them. And you get all the way through to the checkout, and then they say, oh no, we don't ship to the UK. So this is an exemplar company of customer service, and they just turn me down like that. How does that make me feel? In a world where so much is denied us through, you know, class, money, whatever, there is always in popular culture, there's the celebrity lifestyle that the ordinary person won't have. And we are supposed to be able to buy our way through hard work and good luck and good fortune be able to buy our way to the to our, you know, if I have enough money to buy a Ferrari, I can buy a Ferrari, right? But I can't buy anything from Zappos. So there's a problem where even I can't even buy my way to the life that I want. So I can't get the life that I want through being born or through being sent to Eton or whatever. Now, Zappos, I can't even buy the life that I want because I happen to be in the wrong country. So I got issues around that. Issues around that and good service. So I don't think that that's good service. Although they would obviously argue that they provide good service because they focus on what they can do. And that if they wanted to serve the whole world with that quality of service, they would probably overstretch themselves. And I kind of understand that. But, you know, is it really going to kill them to stick it on a courier and send it to me? It just doesn't feel right. But, on the other hand, I'm kind of a little bit tired of people saying, well, let's look at how Amazon do it and do it like them. There are other companies in the world, you know, other than Amazon. And Zappos, as a website, looks like it may well have be actually stuffed full of ideas for how you could make a better e-commerce site. So I'm just saying, have a look at zappos.com, zappos.com, and just see how they do it. And I pretty much guarantee if you have a look at that, you know, within 5 minutes, you'll have an idea that you can implement on your website, stolen entirely from them. Okay, now I've been presenting a course on social media for non-profit amateur arts and culture organisations, from brass bands to knitting, to knitting groups, to museums and you know, historical societies and things like that. And they want to use things like Facebook and Twitter to find new members and get new audience, and so on. And I've just written up the content of that course on amilliontweaks.co.uk. So if you go to amilliontweaks.co.uk, you'll find a menu at the top called Promoting Clubs and Interest Groups. And that's the write-up there. Now, I mean, the page is just HTML. There's no design. It's just text. So, you know, don't fall off your chair at it. That's how the web used to be. Okay, and then finally, the last thing for today. It's an idea that I'm still wrestling with. It's complicated, but it has to do with money. And you know, we're obviously all in the middle of this financial crisis. And it starts to highlight the way that finance controls our lives, but also the way that the financial sector takes from us. And there's a history to this, and like I say, I'm still researching it, still looking into it, but I suspect I'm not the only one. If you think yourself back to the launch of Tesco's Club Card, you know, the Club Card, points systems, Nectar points, all of those are free, are their currency systems, and they are outside of government control, if you like. There's something about money that benefits the centre and takes control away from us. There used to be lots of local currencies that didn't have things like inflation, and they were all outlawed so that the government or the king had control over money. And there's obviously a benefit to them in doing that. And I've yet to drill down to it, like I say, but the reason that we're not able to mint our own coins in Scarborough and have a Scarborough currency is because it's denied us by law. And there's a reason for that, that we would benefit from it and the government wouldn't. I haven't tracked all that down, but it's all there. But anyway, the point from your point of view as a marketer is that there is something in this idea of swaps, having point systems, getting away from money, getting away from the currency, and creating your own value system that doesn't get smaller over time with inflation. And there'll be more on this. I mean, I gave you the link to Bitcoin a week or two ago. There's going to be more of this. So I just want to kind of head that up, and once I actually work it out, I will tell you about it. Until then, well, it's Friday. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Cheers. Bye.